Well, I'll just open the call and say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Cross Committee Working Group on Internet Governance weekly conference call. This is one of two conference calls we're going to have this week to finalize the input that we have been working on for the Brazil meeting. Today is the 5th of March already, 5th of March 2014. Let's have the roll call, please.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to everybody. So far we have two people that would be unable to attend the call. This is Sally Costerson and James Blado. People that are currently on the call are the following. We have Alain Bidron, Bill Drake, David Maher, Greg Chatan, Kate Drazek, Leon Sanchez, Marilia Maciel, Olivier Crepin-Leblond. We have Sarah Falve, and so far from staff we have myself, Petya Minkova, Renat Duov, Alexandra Dance, and Ergis Ramash. Is there anyone on the phone not in that reconnect room? Okay, no one is responding. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Petya. Welcome, everybody, for this penultimate call on the Brazil meeting inputs. First thing we'll do is very quickly look at the action items review, and that's there's only one that remains. That's from our last call. Staff to request from the SOACSGs to send in the missing definitions of their organization for the CCWG on Internet Governance submission document. Staff, you've been in touch with everyone. I think we've received pretty much the input from all the SOs and ACs and SG on those definitions.
Olivier, I went on the document about 20 minutes before this call, and all the definitions have been filled in.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's great. Well, if no one objects to the current definitions themselves, then I guess we'll have a full set of definitions. Now, where they come is probably going to be one of our next questions. Let's move on to agenda item number 3, and I invite you all to have a look at the Google Doc draft. Reference to the Cross-Community Working Group contribution draft is only to remind us of the two things, the question that is being asked. Let me start by sharing my screen. And that will probably be able to let you understand what I mean. So share my screen. Here we go. It should be arriving very soon. Let's be a little while for your screens to be able to show what I've got on my screen. So the Cross-Community Working Group contribution draft effectively has the questions, the two segments, the two questions which have been asked for Net Mundial. One section is Internet Principles, and one section is Future Evolution of the Internet Governance Ecosystem. So our input has pretty much been to put our definitions on the different parts of ICANN, et cetera, in the Internet Principles, and then to have another section on the future evolution of the Internet ecosystem, which effectively says what we support as such. Looking at the actual draft itself, this is where we're going to go to the Google Doc. There have been some suggestions to reformat the document in a slightly different way. Reformatting the document being effectively that the definitions would be put... Yes, hello, Rafiq.
Yes. So this is Rafiq. I'm not sure that we are seeing what you are sharing in the screen.
Really? What are you seeing at the moment? You're not seeing anything.
Anything. Oh.
Maybe things did not work. Okay, let me try again. How is that?
It's a wonderful black screen. Ah!
Okay. Voila. It's okay.
Okay. I mean, you can do one of two things. Either follow things. It's Olivier speaking. Either follow things on the Adobe Connect, or go yourself onto the Google Doc. I see that quite a few of you are actually already on the Google Doc as well, and sort of look at this in parallel. So the suggestion that was made was that the definitions could be put at the end or in an appendix or in a sort of a separate section, the important part of our input being the actual things that we support, you know, the arguments that we're making, and which I think is section number three. So that was the first question, which has recurrently come, and I open the floor for people to have to put their point of view on that. What do you think, and whether we should go ahead with that? And because my screen is I'm sharing my screen, I have no idea who's put their hands up. So I'll let Rafiq deal with the queue.
We have Bill in the queue.
Fantastic, Bill Drake, go ahead.
Okay, hi. As I just typed into the chat as well. I understand the thinking, and I'm sorry I missed a couple of calls and have not contributed very much to the work here, just been very jammed up with other things. But I understand the thinking behind the desire for the definitions, but I tend to think that it's not going to be, first of all, to start a document that way would be, I think, an enormous mistake. People would be skipping past it, going, what's the point? Where am I trying to go? If you really want to have definitions, I would indeed put them in an appendix at the end. What people are going to be reading for here, I think, is what are the common points in the ICANN community with regard to recommendations, with regard to actual policy prescriptions. And so I would be concentrating the energies there on trying to find the areas of commonality that all our diverse groups can sign off on. And you've got some things here, obviously, single root and so on, but there's more that could be said there. Really, the definitions, I just, to jump right into the document with that, it's just the average reader, I think, thinks, what the hell am I doing here? And moreover, there's the inevitable question of, we all perhaps emphasize different things and do this differently. Some of the descriptions of particular parts of ICANN are, you know, full paragraphs. Others are one sentence. People have different views about how they would describe these bodies and their subparts. I just think the whole thing is kind of dicey, and I think you could even just put links in the document, anybody who wanted to know, you know, one sentence about each, and have hot links and let anybody who wants to go to it that way. So I would not spend more time on the definitions, personally. I would spend much more time trying to reach agreement on actual policy recommendations.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. I think, is the next person on the queue Marina Maciel?
Yes, that's me. Thank you very much. I'd like to agree with Bill that the definitions could be moved to the end of the document, especially because we will have different peoples with different levels of knowledge about ICANN reading the documents, and they might get a little bored if there are too many definitions to read the document. Having said that, to think about how the document is going to be manipulated afterwards, the secretariat of the meeting said that they're going to produce a synthesis paper of all that is coming through. So I think that we can think that the synthesis paper is going to be the base document that most of the people are going to analyze and go through to know what the different actors are proposing for the meeting. So as this document will be probably the starting point of people who want to understand positions, that maybe it's not that important for us to discuss where the definition should go. So I would pretty much agree with Bill that we should focus on more substantive parts of the document and just move it to the end and put a note that if people have doubts about what we are talking about, they could go to the end of the document and check the definitions out.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilia. Anyone else in the queue? Does anyone have a different point of view? Does anyone wish to object in moving those definitions at the end? So I don't hear anyone shout out, no, 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 don't do it. So I think that's what we'll do. We'll move this over. And I see other in the chat. The chat sort of comes up on the side of my screen from time to time, and I can see that there's support for this. So let's move these definitions at the end. And let's not waste any more time on them, indeed. Let's go on directly to the important definitions. Just one thing still regarding the definitions. There was one thing about the IETF with a contribution that was cut and pasted from John Curran and on something he had drafted on one of the IETF governance lists. That was quite a long thing. Sarah Falvey has proposed a rewrite, and I wondered whether are we okay to replace the original contribution with Sarah's shorter and more succinct rewrite? Any comments on this? And I know, Sarah, you're on the call. Maybe you wish to explain briefly in a minute or so the understanding behind this rewrite.
Yeah, so I thought that what we had here, it makes sense because it came from an email that John Curran, who was obviously really knowledgeable about IETF, drafted. But I thought that it was a little much in the weeds, and it wouldn't make a lot of sense for somebody who may have never been to the IETF, which I think is really our target audience. And another thing that I thought was important to stress was that, you know, the IETF is a really, as we sort of say at the bottom paragraph, the IETF is this really unique organization within the internet governance ecosystem, and I think that's why we made the decision to call it out in the first place, is because it is so unique and because of how people work together. And I thought that was sort of really lost by really being in sort of the weeds about protocols and vendors and things like that. And so my proposed rewrite, which we don't have to take verbatim, we can edit it, obviously, was more to sort of call that out, to introduce the audience to the IETF and to really stress why it is so unique and important in this process, and to make it, since I know we have a length issue, obviously, too, to make it a little bit more concise and condensed. So I think it's about four paragraphs now. It looked long in the email, but I think it'll actually bring up about a half of a page if we do a full replace.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Any comments or thoughts on this? Any objections to replacing the IETF, the original contribution, with Sarah's contribution? I don't see anyone. I don't think anybody's putting their hand up or objecting to this. So I see again some positive replies. So fine, let's go ahead with that. Thank you. And so now we're moving all the way further down, and Mark is resolved. Oh, even John Curran mentioned it there. Oh, interesting. So John actually had a look at it. Sarah's text disappearing should be used. Okay, perfect. Fantastic. Let's continue.
We have Greg in the queue.
Yeah, Greg Chatan, please. Yeah.
Cool. Hi, it's Greg Chatan. I think Sarah's rewrite is excellent. It actually further highlights a point I just made in the chat, which is that the definition of the GNSO is extremely bare bones. And it's interesting that we spend, you know, a couple of paragraphs describing how the IETF works, which is not us, and yet we spend no time explaining how the GNSO works, which is us. And in some ways, the IETF and the GNSO, at least superficially, work in a similar manner with working groups and all the like. So I wonder if we should have a parallel description of the GNSO to that of the IETF, and perhaps, I don't know, of the CCNSO as well, but you know, it seems like if part of the idea of the definitions here is to kind of introduce the internal workings of ICANN to those who are not inside our part of the ecosystem, that we should do at least as good a job of defining our world as we do of defining the IETF. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg. And I think that, I certainly, what you just said resonates with me as well. What we need is just to have a couple of volunteers to put together the text for the CCNSO or the GNSO. I was hoping that people from the CCNSO would have had the right text to put in there, and members of the GNSO and different GNSO constituencies and perhaps the GNSO Council would have been able to put something together to explain, you know, GNSO, I wouldn't call it GNSO 101, but GNSO introduction in one paragraph. And so far it doesn't seem to have happened. So it would be good to have volunteers to be able to do this. I don't think it should take more than 5-10 minutes to put something like that together. But as somebody who's not in the GNSO, I don't wish to volunteer, and I'm not sure if people who are not in the GNSO or work in the GNSO could volunteer, because obviously it's GNSO people that know the best about what their home is about. So I saw a note. Was it you, Greg, who said you volunteered to draft something, or?
Yes, since I made the suggestion, it would be peculiar for me to step away and not volunteer, so I will.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Please, others on the call, feel free to help as well. The reason why we've got this Google Doc is for everyone to contribute on this. So that's fine. So now let's move on to the declarations. And as you know, there was a change in there because originally we had some very sort of box standard declarations, and Aparna Sridhar did a very good job in actually making these more punchy. So at the moment what we have is, just one thing. Do we have consensus that it's better like this than it was before? Because at that point, we can then delete what we had at the bottom of the paper. I see a yes from Marilia. I don't hear anyone objecting to this. So, okay. So we've got 3.1, multi-stakeholder model, best services the internet community. And it talks very positively about the multi-stakeholder model. And then there's also, there's Nourish text, which was included as well in there, with ICANN should strive to be inclusive, to be all inclusive with zero restrictive processes and outreach programs for unrepresented stakeholders. These are the points. Maybe these need to be sort of softened up a little bit or put into better prose rather than just coming in as 2, 3, 4. Do we have consensus on this? I mean, are we okay with this text as well? I don't hear anyone saying no. Oh, Greg, you have the floor.
Yeah, I guess with regard to the highlighted text there, I think that the first statement is, you know, I'm generally okay with. And then I'm not sure how multilateralism was elaborated upon in an early email. Not that I have, you know, any huge objection necessarily to multilateralism as part of multi-stakeholderism. The third thing, transparency on master root server deployment and its international management. I think that's misplaced here. I think that's kind of getting off into some policy discussions and questions, and also off into really kind of one of the root, no pun intended, issues that we're facing and that we have, you know, different solutions to. And the concept of international management of the root server is a controversial topic, and I would not, you know, put it here in this section. So I think, three has to go. I mean, that's a debatable point, and not one to be kind of, you know, passed by breezily as if it was nothing. It's one of the two or three, you know, biggest issues that are out there. Number four, I don't know what similarly for dispute resolution and jurisdiction even means. I don't know the issue of dispute resolution and jurisdiction. That's a completely cryptic reference, and except unless it is again kind of one of these dog whistle references to moving ICANN out of the United States and having different, you know, some people assert that it can't be sued or can be sued in certain ways, and that has to be changed in some fashion, which as a lawyer I think is actually kind of a lot of that's barking up the wrong tree. But again, that is a number four, I think, is at least kind of one of the big debatable points of the way forward.
and not a kind of a milk and apple pie kind of statement at any stretch of the imagination. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg. It's Olivier speaking. Do you think that this is, and both of these appear to be touching on the globalization of the...
Hello?
Yes, who's speaking?
Hi, sorry, this is David Ferris. I'm in transit, so I'm not on the web. But the first statement that I think you said is that multi-stakeholderism best serves the internet community, and I think consistent with the debate we've been having online, maybe we need to say the ICANN community, just because we're focused on ICANN right now.
Okay.
In our submission. That just
so
ensures consistency with the other.
The ICANN community.
Yeah, ICANN community.
Okay, let me just put it in there. So we'll have to discuss on this one because we're basically restricting this, and the multi-stakeholder model best services the ICANN community rather than the internet community. Greg?
But the reason we're doing that, and you know, I think I've made pretty clear my point of view with support from some others that there's someone else on a different conference call in trans with me. But multi-stakeholderism works in certain circumstances, but there are going to be some issues where multilateralism is going to prevail. And I think that we understand and accept that. And in the same vein, I think since our submission is focused on we can't make such categorical statements. And I think also since the way to handle that is simply because we're looking at ICANN in our submission and focused on ICANN right now without making broader statements.
Okay, thank you, David. We've got a queue with Greg first and then Bill Drake. Greg Sheffin.
I would tend to disagree with that. First, I think that the text underneath the whole first paragraph is talking about multi-stakeholderism. Not merely in the context of ICANN, but in the larger community and the larger internet governance issue. So basically the whole changing that heading would, you know, either mismatch with the paragraph or require us to, you know, edit the entire paragraph. And secondly, and I don't think that's the right idea, I think we are here talking about the future of internet governance. We're not just talking about the future of ICANN governance. You know, if we're going to do that, we really don't need to even go to Brazil and present anything. That's something we can work on within ICANN by and large. I mean, we can present what we think ICANN should continue to run like, but, you know, without, you know, being some sort of multi-stakeholder absolutist, I think we are talking here about the idea that multi-stakeholderism beyond ICANN, you know, not, you know, for example, it's in the IETF as well and elsewhere, is what serves us. And, you know, there is a, you know, let's not kid ourselves, there is a battle between the multilateralists and the multi-stakeholderists. And, you know, in a particular, maybe an overheated view of things, if the multilateralists win, we're all going to start going to ITU meetings and sitting in a lobby and listening to what the governments decide should be happening to the Internet. So, you know, we're here flying a flag of multi-stakeholderism, not because it only works in ICANN, but because it works as a governance model. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. Next is Bill Drake, I think.
Okay. You know, I just came back from a few days in California with the high-level panel that was trying to do a fairly similar exercise to try to put together a text for Brazil and ended up with the same kinds of differences of view, basically making it difficult to arrive at much more than principles for the submission. At this point, it's not clear whether we'll actually have specific policy recommendations that go to Brazil in the next couple of days. And I'm kind of thinking, as I'm listening to the dialogue, I'm wondering really how much this group is going to be able to agree on some of these points. I mean, it seems to me it's not a battle, but there are clearly differences not just between multi-stakeholderists and multilateralists, but within multilateralists. And if I understand it, There are a lot of people, such as the leaderships of the ISTAR organizations that did the Montevideo statement and follow-up stuff that we've seen, including from the board, who have a view about globalization of IANA and ICANN, which not everybody shares. And so if we don't share that fundamental point, which is going to be debated probably at some length in Brazil, then I guess the question becomes, is there any formulation on that issue that we could put forward on a consensual basis within this group? If it isn't formulated in the way of this should happen, since we don't all agree on what should happen, maybe it could be done in the manner of saying what some of the outstanding issues that the international community needs to address are, and formulate it more in terms of topical bullet points, leaving open precisely who all subscribes to which solution of them. Otherwise, I just don't know. The way the conversation is going now, I'm thinking the variable geometry of our areas of agreement and disagreement could end up blocking almost any kind of real substantive paragraphs being included in this text, and then you end up with really not much point in submitting anything. I mean, there's certainly no point in sending a document that's just a bunch of definitions with only a couple of points of agreement, like we believe in one internet, you know. So I'm wondering, is there a way to split the differences between the different perspectives here? Is there any formulation that the folks who are objecting to the globalization stuff would accept that would allow us to have a joint statement about that? It would be a pity, I think, with the ISTARs all having publicly come down on a position and the board having done the same and so on, if the ICANN community can't even find enough commonality to even raise this question in a way that contributes to the dialogue in Sao Paulo. So I'm looking for what's the split, are there any split the difference configurations that would work for people?
Thank you very much, Bill. Next we have Marilia Messiel.
Hi, this is Marilia speaking. I agree with others that we should move the part about globalization to a different section because of the importance that it has to ICANN. But the topic of this particular session here is the multi-stakeholder model. And I think that we have come up with a good text. I didn't see anyone frontally disagreeing in the document. So if we can approve the text like it is, to me, although I understand on the point that was made that we are dealing about ICANN, I believe that we should put the title more broad if we understand that the different actors that could take the lead, as we recognize in the text, they're always embedded in a multi-stakeholder environment. So I agree that we should leave the title of the section more open as a multi-stakeholder model in the whole community. But apart from the title, I don't see any strong divergences regarding the text. So maybe we should approve it and give more attention to issues that are important to the community and that probably will take more time to discuss, like you said, the issue of globalization. And I totally agree with his opinion regarding the possibility for us to try to reach consensus and put forward a text that would be meaningful to the Brazil meeting.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilia. So I hear there's more support for a multi-stakeholder model best services the internet community than just restricting it to ICANN. However, I would suggest the following thing. I think that it is true that there will be some people in this working group and some communities that might not agree with or be totally aligned with the direct with the points which are made there. And I think that we need to recognize that. And what I was going to suggest is that we might consider having section of minority statements on some of those, depending if there is any of our communities that think slightly differently to the main point, which points which are being made in those paragraphs.
Olivier, this is David Ferris, if I could chime in again.
I think there was
a lot of debate on, well, there were some exchanges on the list about categorical statements regarding multi-stakeholderism. So I think I've said something and one other person has mentioned it. So I think we need to have further discussion on the list to see where everyone else is. I'm not sure if everyone is on the call.
Yeah, I don't think that, well, obviously not everyone is on the call, so we probably do, but we are running out of time. We have to have that contribution finished, ready to post by Friday, so I'm a little concerned about that. And if we can have a sustained discussion on the list after this call, that's fine, but we can't just let it lie on the side. And so if it does come to the list, and I hope that it does, then the suggestion I would be making is for minority statements to be included in this for those communities that are not in agreement with the exact definitions of things. And here specifically, I think that, I mean, what some of the feedback I've received already, because our contribution is out there in the open as it's being built, some of the feedback has been, well, hang on, you're just putting everything related to ICANN. But ICANN is just one thing, and are you going to just, you know, is the community and ICANN only going to discuss ICANN? And is there no point of view regarding the actual, the Internet itself? Because ICANN is part of the Internet. And I'm not going to push one way or other, but, you know, the only concern is the fact that if we just say a multi-stakeholder model best services the ICANN community, that in itself could be taken as, well, it's better for the people in ICANN, it's worse for people outside of ICANN.
That has tones of
a cabal of some sort, as in, yeah, it yeah. best services us, but we don't really care about the rest. Back to you, David, sorry.
So, well, you know, I was going to actually say, I don't remember who made a comment after me, but they said that, you know, we need to, we will find ourselves in the ITU. But I think, you know, a big request from the ITU is that they take over ICANN's function. So if we say multi-stakeholderism in the ICANN context is good, then I think we as a community recognize that a single UN entity is, through a multilateral approach is inappropriate. And you have to look at, I mean, I'm just worried about the categorical nature of the statement.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is, at the end of the day, the point of view here, we are making a specific statement, I think, and the paper that is going to be submitted is not going to be a neutral paper. We really are making specific points.
I understand, but the
concern that you have here is that we're extending and saying, well, it's best for the whole Internet community, but really what we are about is we are ICANN, the ICANN community, so it might be a bit overstepping to say that it's good for the rest of the Internet community, but then we also have to think about the future and think about our, do we have a vision that the model that runs at ICANN is the best model for the Internet? I don't know. I mean, if that title was changed, David, are you okay with the text underneath it, or does this text also have to be...
You know, I don't, as I said, I'm in transit, so I don't have actually the text in front of me right now. I just have the headline as you read it.
Okay, let's follow up later on the mailing list when everybody's got that. If I could ask, have to take note that this is one of the points that we'll have to discuss on the mailing list, this title. ICANN or Internet community. I see Alain Bidron has put his hand up. Alain, you have the floor. And you might need to unmute. I think it's *7 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, yes. Go ahead, Alain.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my question is regarding the first line. We say that the multi-stakeholder model allows all the users And then we say that whether individual citizen, businesses, or government, do you think that governments are have to be seen as users in that context? Or do you think that a registrar, or a network operator is a user?
They're very good points. I have no answer for you. I should have an answer for you, shouldn't I?
Do we mean stakeholder, or do we mean actor with different hat?
Thank you, Anna. Greg?
I was going to say the same thing, which is that maybe we should say stakeholders rather than users. And I also, in terms of the list of stakeholders, while you mentioned businesses, at least in the ICANN community, we distinguish between registries, registrars, commercial and business users, and intellectual property interests, all of whom, and ISP and connectivity providers as well. So we may want to flesh that out a little bit or not. I'm not sure, but businesses seems to be kind of a. I know that outside of ICANN, everybody kind of gets lumped together in the private sector. But within ICANN, we at least distinguish that the so-called private sector is actually a bunch of different and perhaps differently interested, view things differently. So, whether we want to get off into a long list of stakeholders here or not, I don't know. But I think we've kind of lost something by only referring to businesses and not to to other, cutting that up a little more finely. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Greg. Next, Michele Nalen. And you might be muted, Michele. *7 to unmute. Okay, had to jump off. Okay. So we've got a proposal here to expand the businesses part and maybe divide it or expand it into a few more constituents, so like the ISPs, intellectual property interests, registrars, registries. Does anyone have any point of view on this? Does anyone object to this? And I think it reads as a general list of people. So if we change users by stakeholders. And then just expand the businesses. Am I going to do a comment?
Sorry, Olivier.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. It's Marilyn. I apologize for being late. It was a technical issue when I couldn't get on. I don't want to disrupt what you're saying, but there's a, and maybe you already talked about the challenges that are emerging. As we think about what we can carry forward from the CCWG, I think it's quite unique. And I think the bottom-up consensus-based advice to ICANN, I just want to advance, if we can keep that in mind on everything else and make sure we, maybe others don't agree with me, but if we could advance, first of all, are we in agreement that bottom-up consensus-based advice to ICANN, before ICANN carried forward on other issues, might be a singular and important contribution we can make, if others agree.
Yes, Marilyn, thank you. I think that comes a bit later, though, doesn't it, in our text?
I don't agree with that. I think that that is the overriding issue. Do we think that everything that we say and do is driven by a bottom-up consensus-based approach at ICANN, then that drives every other view or position that we take. I think that's an overriding principle.
Okay, let's try and think. So that would be added then, I guess, to this paragraph at that point. Multi-stakeholder model best services the ICANN or internet community, and then later on in here we would say that the, but I think it says here, within ICANN, the multi-stakeholder model works in a bottom-up, consensus-driven, and inclusive manner that lets anyone who has a saying to be heard and taken into consideration on the decision-making process. Isn't this what you're speaking about, Marilyn?
Actually, no, I'm saying something quite stronger. I'm saying that all decisions and positions and governance of ICANN is bottom-up consensus-based. Not. So that's a very strong statement. It is communities and communities of ICANN that determine, you know, look, I know we're being transparent, but I'm going to say this. Staff come and go. CEOs come and go. The community is in charge of driving this organization. So I'm just trying to make sure, maybe others don't agree with me, that I'm trying to say that the bottom-up consensus-based approach to governing ICANN, guiding ICANN, and participating in ICANN's activities are paramount. They're not staff-driven, they're not CEO-driven, they're driven by the bottom-up consensus-based participation of those who choose to participate in ICANN. We're a very open organization. We are not closed. But that's a very different model than a staff-driven model or a CEO-driven model or a government-driven model.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, Marilyn, I think this is somehow in one of the paragraphs already there. It might not be absolutely clear, and maybe we need to add something to it. I've put a comment on the document, so as to add this. Activities are not staff-driven, not CEO-driven, not government-driven. We might need to add this after the sentence which says, within ICANN, the multi-stakeholder works in a bottom-up, consensus-driven, and inclusive manner that lets anyone who has a saying to be heard and taken into consideration on the decision-making process. That's the so the suggestion is to then add that little paragraph. I know there is also someone's put something in their chat, but unfortunately I can't read that. Rafiq, could you please? There was a suggestion from Keith, I think, just having seen it flash on
yes,
my screen. So
several say it cannot be top-down unilateral approach where the organization is given license to make decisions that don't come from the community, and the organization should be a coordinator and facilitator in support of the community, not a top-down regulator or out in front trail later.
Okay. So that needs to be included in there as well. Could I just ask that, I think it's Keith that made this suggestion, could you just put it as a comment on the document or somewhere where this could be added? I'm having concerns at the moment that time is ticking. Thank you, Keith. Time is ticking, and we're just on the first paragraph. We're not trying to draft as we go, but just point out things which might need beefing up at the moment. So that's the second question then, the one that Marilyn has brought forward with regards to adding activities are not staff-driven, so as to be more precise. Then we've got ideally ICANN should strive to be inclusive. Maybe that's where the activities not being staff-driven or CEO-driven needs to come in. Then we have a question on the transparency of the master root server deployment and its international management. Let's punt this to the mailing list and ask this. And with regards to dispute resolution and jurisdiction, of course, this all goes into the story of the globalization of ICANN, which is something that is on the agenda at the moment, but we still know very little about it. And I'm not sure how this could be intertwined with our contribution. So I'm open to suggestions on this.
Ed, can I? It's Marilyn. I need to mute my. It's finally gotten online here.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I'd like to try to figure out, you know, CCWG is unique, and I want us to be cognizant of our uniqueness and think about ourselves as being above. We are bringing forward the voice of the communities within ICANN, and we have an intendant that is unique, and we need to understand what that independence is, and then we can perhaps be the space that debates within ICANN community the range of evolutionary approaches. I personally, and I hope this is being transcribed, I personally do not support that others outside of the ICANN community advise or direct the evolution of the ICANN mechanisms. I'm not enamored of the CEO's mystical, magical, marvelous strat plan. Strat committees that ignore the rest of us. I want him to spend as much money on us as he spends on the rest of the, his friends and allies. He's new. We need to demand that we are driving the mechanism, and the mechanism needs to include us. He spends $3.2 million on external mechanisms. He needs to support the rest of the community equally.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. Do you see the opening of the public comment periods on the reports of these strategic panels to be part of this step forward to now getting the input from the community in its quest for determining ICANN's future, or do you think that falls short of a community involvement?
Thank you for that opportunity to comment. You know, I have a day job. Everybody on this list has a day job. We're all doing the best we can, but ICANN is funding a huge number of events and activities that ignore the fact that we have day jobs. We need to calm this and bring it back into the community. So I think we need to slow the events down, and we need to bring things back to the community of stakeholders and let us digest them. And to your point, you know, we have ICANN funding people to fly to Brazil, to not Mandil. We have this, we have that, we have with the CCWG. We need to bring everything back to what do we think the guidance is to ICANN and its board. And I think we're missing that point. I just have been in dialogue with a number of people, they're surprised, they're amazed. I don't think we're advising clearly. We have an ICANN staff agenda driven by Eric and Sally and Fadi, but perhaps not driven by us, the community. How are we going to regain helping the board and the staff work for us as opposed to we work for them?
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. I think looking at the contribution as it is at the moment, scrolling down to the next part of the document, the roadmap contributions, in the evolution of ICANN principles by which ICANN should evolve, I think what you've said is actually explicitly mentioned there. Evolution should be driven by the ICANN community, and it's got all of the different things with the shepherding by the board, transparency, a key to all actions by the board, ICANN staff, the community. I mean, these are clearly listed. What you mentioned is clearly listed there, and if you have anything else to add, please add them on in this section. But I'd like to kind of close off on the previous section before being directly onto this section, because at the moment we're still on the previous section, which is the what we support as you know, the different things that this community support. And so here we had a multi-stakeholder model, best services, the ICANN and internet community. Then we had the RIRs and some text about the RIRs that was there. I don't know what the text about IGF. I have no clue what that does. Marilyn suggested adding a discussion on IGF here. Agree, this is a good example. So here we go, Marilyn. There's something to add about IGF in here.
I will. I'll add something in on IGF. Thank you.
And then the cross-community working group supports an internet with a single route. We probably have to add a bit more on this. I don't know who's going to volunteer to draft something on this to add on a single route. And then the cross-community working group supports one internet. Again, a single liner. I don't think a single liner is enough. That needs a bit more elaboration. Keith, you've put a comment in the chat. Unfortunately, I can't read the chat, so I'll have to ask for Rafiq to be my eyes on the chat, please. Rafiq? So,
Olivier, this is Keith. Would you like me to just chime in?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Keith, please.
Yeah, thanks. And I apologize. I probably should have just raised my hand and jumped in. So I'll just paraphrase or read what I wrote. And I was really back supporting Marilyn's comments as a general statement that there was, and I think there was significant support on the list for Marilyn's point about bottom-up and consensus-based being an overriding principle. And the multi-stakeholder model really must be bottom-up and consensus-based to be legitimate. It can't be a top-down unilateral approach where the organization in today's form or any future form is given license to make decisions that don't come from the community. And I think as Rafiq noted earlier, I said that the organization really needs to be a coordinator and facilitator in support of the community and not a top-down regulator or out-in-front trailblazer. And when I say trailblazer, I mean the organization or the staff or the leadership taking steps that sort of outpace where the community is in terms of our recommendations and our thinking. So those were the points that I wanted to make, and I think, as you noted, there's been some additional support for that. Thanks.
Correct. Thank you very much, Keith. Would it be possible for you to put these in writing, and I know you already probably have, but and then basically do a cut and paste in the document where you think that fits?
Yes, happy to do that. Thanks, Olivier.
That'd be great, because we really have to think about putting this paper together now. You know, the concepts and so on are fine, but we're at the point of now drafting and drafting hard. So I've certainly seen the support for this being mentioned on the list, and I think that doesn't require any further discussion, except if any of us will have some minority statements at the end if we do disagree with it. But I do see a significant number of people supporting this. Marilyn, you have the floor.
I'm so sorry, but I have to go in 3 minutes, but I want to just advance a discussion that as many, I think we need to have a short discussion about making sure that as many CCWG participants can participate in the event in Singapore and also in the NetMundial. And maybe we can't, we only have a couple of minutes, so we can't we can't fully discuss this, but I want this discussion maybe to be added to the next call, if that's possible. And I would just say for all CCWG reps, you know, when you get a request to ask for financial support, you should fill that out. But separately, we need to have a broader discussion for the Singapore meeting. If I could just park that. Whatever.
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. What I would suggest is to park this week, since we're working specifically on our input for the Brazil meeting, and discuss this on the call next week. And as you know, in a few hours' time, there's also, with regards to the arrangements for Singapore, there's also an organizing committee, Singapore organizing committee call that is going to take place in a few hours' time as well. So that's where the Singapore discussion thing can take place. But I'd really like to focus and take the last few minutes we have here on this document. Our next call is really going to be, is on Friday, and that's going to be the last one. If we don't have a document that is ready by then, I would be very, I would think we've pretty much wasted our time, and this document will not be ready to be sent out. That's my big concern right now. Who goes to Brazil? I don't really give a damn at the moment. Why go to Brazil if we've got nothing to present? I mean, we'd look perfectly stupid. You know, so we do have to be very... and I'm sorry to be using undiplomatic language, but I think that's how I would feel if I was to go to Brazil and not have any drafted anything. Say, oh, so you're the ones who have the vacuum of nothingness proposition. No, not particularly good. So we need to concentrate on this.
Sorry, it's Marilyn. I need to just say that actually, while I support that comment, I think that actually we also have those of us who are appointed from our communities, we are we're going to have an event at ICANN in Singapore. So we have two agendas, I think, don't we?
We definitely have, and we definitely have something coming up. But we can discuss this next week. I realize we're 1 minute beyond the end of this, the official end of this call. Could I just ask if we can spend another 5 minutes quickly looking at any other points in the text that need to be looked at? And I was also going to ask if anybody wishes to volunteer as the in the editing team. In other words, you know, doing the little things like, for example, changing South America with South America. This sort of stuff, basically giving the document a final shape. So are there any volunteers? And Rafiq, you're my eyes again on the chat. I have no idea what's being discussed at the moment.
Sorry. Could you just, it's Marilyn, could you just go back? I see a few comments in the chat. Maybe we could just go back and try to make sure we've understood the concerns of the posters in the chat before we go. I see Sarah, Bill, Mariella, Christina. If we could just summarize, that would, if you think, that would be helpful.
Thank you, Marilyn. Rafiq?
So the discussion about is it really okay to talk about internal politics or something internal of ICANN in such a document? And so if I can borrow the Greg Greg Wording is washing our dirty laundry there. So there are some concerns from Bill and others about that.
Okay, thank you.
So well, Meryl, I'm just reading all of the submissions. You know, we have a number of priority issues. Maybe we could, between now and Friday, try to figure out what the consensus issues are. I'm seeing, you know, if we could come up with a few issues, because we also have advice to the CCWG at the ICANN event in Singapore, which we will be able to value input from all of you.
Yes, Marilyn, the way I see it, Soledia speaking, the way I see it is that any advice that will be received by the CCWG in Singapore is going to be taken into account when the negotiations and the discussions in Brazil take place. The paper which we are sending now is one which will be, as far as what Marilia said earlier, will be added to all of the other papers that have been sent and will form part of the core discussions of the Brazil meeting.
I don't think that this paper, the paper we're
drafting at the moment, is one which brings in all of the input from all of the communities in ICANN, including all the little details. We really are looking at the main lines that we can agree on to send there.
I fully agree, but we need to remember that we have a subgroup from this group organizing an event on Monday, and your input into that group is going to be vital, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, the input will be vital. The format and everything will be discussed by that group. But I said again, we need that paper to be done by Friday. That's the big thing today, and we've got about 48 hours to work on this. That's I can't say it's a last minute, but it's pretty late in the game. I'd like us to focus as much as we can on this until Friday, and then we can focus on Singapore. And obviously, taking the input from this paper, this paper is going to be a core part of the discussion in Singapore, and we probably will be able to add to it afterwards and to expand our views afterwards.
Yeah, it's Marilyn. Maybe we need to say preliminary paper that allows us to contribute, but seek preliminary input since a judicial time frame. Would others be comfortable with calling this as preliminary?
So calling this paper as preliminary, is that what your suggestion is?
I am, because, you know, we have to go back and seek input from our various communities. And if we call the paper preliminary, then we will be able to advance further discussion when we're together.
Now, I'm quite surprised by this, Marilyn, by this suggestion, and I'll tell you why. If one puts a contribution into an international forum, which is what the Brazil conference is going to be, and say that this is preliminary, there is no way to update that printed piece of information, which will be registered in that or in the Brazil meeting submitted papers. There's no way to then update it and say this is our final one. So I think that's the best way to shoot oneself in the foot and say, oh, by the way, don't listen to me. These are just preliminary submissions. They're not important.
Actually, Olivier, I welcome the opportunity to talk about this on the list, but this is very customary in events involving government. And I also would question that we could have a final view from, you know, we're going to see a lot of contributions into NetMundial. I've looked at the 19 contributions to date. There'll be a number of others. I don't really understand how CCWG would respond up to the last minute if he didn't say it's preliminary.
Okay, any other thoughts from anyone? Marilia Messiel? You might be muted, Marilia. Star 7 to unmute.
Hi.
Ah, okay. Hi. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me? Perfect. I just would like to say that I agree with you. I think that it goes without saying that all the contributions that are going to be presented as an input to Brazil, they're going to come and get into contact with other views once we arrive in NetMundial. And of course, these contributions and views can be improved and changed. But I think to put this as a preliminary contribution, first of all, it takes strength out of our contribution. Because we are telling everybody, oh, we didn't have time enough to think about it. We are not sure enough of what we are saying, so don't pay attention to us, just like you said. And in addition to that, I think it's kind of, it does not respect the time and the effort that people have put into this paper, which I think that it was a lot considering all the other parallel things that we're doing. And reading the document, I think that we have a good contribution to make there. If we take the next 48 hours to improve what is on paper, and if we use the next call to really close the document, and I understand that there are many important issues that have been raised in the call, such as the management of ICANN and the problems that we have with our CEO and the way the things are being conducted, but I don't see how this could present a useful input in a global meeting that people are trying to see what is the future of Internet governance in general, not what the future of ICANN is. In fact, I think that this is the wrong place to put it, because it kind of gives everybody else, okay, come and say what we should do to fix our problems. And I think that the problems of ICANN should be fixed inside ICANN, so it's kind of the wrong message we're sending. And we are wasting too much time, in my opinion, discussing something that is very valuable and useful and important, but in the wrong place to discuss it. So I would really urge us to move forward by working with the text in the next 48 hours and come back with a closed text or next to finalized text in the next call that we're going to have so we can have a meaningful input. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilia. Next is Rafiq.
Thanks, Olivier. Marilia spoke with passion as usual. We don't have so much time, and we are talking about ICANN as a multi-stakeholder model, and then we talk about issues, management, and so on, which quite can be confusing for any outsider. The NetMundial is to propose set of principles that as community we think it's important, and we are working on this for since why. So it's time really to for everybody just to have in common to submit wording that can be included, because I think for Friday we cannot really go through the whole document. It will be mostly to do editing and to clean up the document because we have to submit, I think, in Saturday. It will be complicated for people to comment, and we need to get consent. So please, if I think it's the last time to provide comments, and let's really focus on the principles. NetMundial is the wrong venue to talk about issues that we have with ICANN management.
Thank you, Rafiq. What I was going to suggest then is not to label our contribution as being a preliminary contribution, but as having a note in there that the working group reserves the right to expand or make some amendments to its contribution in the time between now and Brazil. And I think that should open our door to being able to expand on the document and especially bringing in the input from our community, while for the same time not weakening the title of the document itself, so as for the reader to read it and think, well, that's a pretty strong document. It's not something that is just a draft document that they haven't really thought about. That's the solution I propose. And I note that it's 13 minutes past the top of the hour, so unfortunately we need to finish this call now, and maybe we should have made this a 90-minute call rather than a 60-minute call. Maybe we need to make the Friday call in 90 minutes, but maybe we don't. If we manage to do some work on the mailing list and to pick up the pen and do some drafting and continue the discussion on the list, we probably will be able to come up with something that's palatable to most. Did I just hear, was that Marilyn again?
Yeah, why don't we schedule Friday for 90 minutes, if others can do that. And then we work in the meantime. I will just say there's another issue. Participants are receiving, those who registered receive a question about justification for their travel. I would urge all CCWT and others to submit justification if they don't have travel funding otherwise. I would urge them to submit that justification. And secondly, I would hope that we move ahead with an informal, non-decisional meeting in Singapore.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. I think that's set. And as I said, there is a call in the next few hours that will be putting the group together that will prepare for the Singapore meeting.
Yes.
But now I'm afraid I have to end this call because we are 15 minutes beyond the limit and people are dropping off, unfortunately. One last thing. Are there any volunteers to act as a sort of editor to format this or be part of the editing team to format this on the call?
I'm part of the call on planning the event, which we need to then bring back to the rest of the community. If I might, Olivier, we'll bring that back to the rest of the community on our open event on Monday.
Correct, yes.
We'll do that after the call today. So on the call on Friday, all members can consider recommendations. Is that right? That's what I was driving for.
Okay, so the call this Friday is going to be the final call for the drafting of this document. The call in a few hours' time will be the call of the organizing committee for what we're going to be doing in Singapore, and that we'll look at the two sessions. Then we have the public session and then the face-to-face session. Then I would suggest that next week, once we have sent our contribution, then we expand on our discussions and we try and see what kind of questions we will be asking the community in ICANN, remembering that the Singapore meeting is only 3 weeks away.
But my only point was by Friday, those of us who meet in the smaller group would report back in. Yes?
Yes, that's fine. The only concern I have, though, at the moment is that I don't know how much time we'll have on Friday. We might need the whole call to discuss this paper we've got here.
No, your paper, I think we would report back in no more than 10 to 15 minutes. The rest is the paper.
Okay. Fine with that.
Fantastic.
And I note here, Marilia volunteers to help in the editing team. Greg volunteers to help in the editing team, and Christina as well. And that's that's fine. Great. So I'll write those down. We'll email each other. Any other business or questions or comments? Seeing no one put their hand, I thank you all for having lasted the full hour plus another 10, 15 minutes in addition. This paper is not close to being ready yet, but I think we're on the right track for it, and there certainly is some good material in there. It would be a real shame not to be able to have it all polished up and ready for consumption by a global audience. So I urge you all to spend the next 48 hours of this being one of your priorities, if not the big priority. I know that we're all extremely busy, and spend at least a couple of hours on this over the next couple of days, so by Friday we don't have to ask questions with parts which are missing. Just confirming what I'll be doing, I'll be taking the definitions and do a cut and paste and put them over at the back of the paper, and then we'll hopefully see a little bit more light in what we're doing at the moment. Earlier rather than later, if you think there is a topic or a point which has not been developed yet, please, in the next few hours, send this to the list, and we will be able to add it to the document. If we don't do that today, there won't be enough time for everyone to discuss it on Thursday and on Friday, and I'm afraid we probably will have to not include the contribution inside the document. And with this, I thank you all, apologizing again for the late end, and I look forward to seeing this paper grow. Bye-bye. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.